9:30, I guess, in this
who's
right here. Minical Marv is at 4:10. There is no late Marv at 9:15 tonight. And tomorrow morning, the Green Young 6:15, 7:30, and the 8:30 major will be at the Braille Hall.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's nice to be in a place that takes Thanksgiving so seriously. They say hello with a bracha. Thank you. I was working on that one for a while. So as we welcome to all the guests who are here for Thanksgiving as well. So we're going to take a little gear shift into seasonal halachot for a little bit as it's Rosh Chodesh and we're heading towards Hanukkah. And Siman Kuf Lamed Tet 139 begins halacha aleph about Hanukkah. That, in the time of Bayit Sheni, this is how it starts. Bayit Sheni, Kishamalcha Malchot Yavan. During the Second Temple period, when the Greeks had dominion, Gazru Gzeot Ali Yisrael, they decreed decrees on Israel. Vitlu Datam, they nullified their faith. V'lo Hanicho Otam Lasok B'tova Mitzvot, did not permit them to study Torah and do Mitzvot. Pashtu Yudem B'mamonov Notehem, they exploited, tormented, stole, harassed. So they enter the temple and they ruin religious life as well. Now, this is my question for you. This is halacha number one. Which halacha did you get out of that? What do you have to do? That was a trick question. There isn't one. It's just history. Why is this generically, in terms of genre, in a halachic code? And the Rambam has the same thing. He begins Hilchot Chanukah with a description of historically what happened. And there are a number of different readings of why this is the case. Some suggest that actually, where's the history of the Pesach story found?
In the Torah.
In the Torah. Does the Torah have the story of Chanukah?
Nope.
No, so we just need somewhere to have it, so in the halachic codes it was preserved. However, Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested that the history is part of the halacha. It's included here because if you don't have the history in mind when you're doing the ritual, it becomes meaningless. It just becomes a ritual of lighting candles. You may as well be lighting Kwanzaa candles or just lighting up a tree without thinking about it. This has to be historically pertinent. And I think the same is true of Sukkot, by the way, where the history of Sukkot is included in the legal code, even though that is found in the Torah. So it is worth pointing out that this calls us to be historically conscious, not just on Hanukkah, but generally, even today on Thanksgiving, we should try to be conscious of historically what brought us here. This isn't just Turkey Day. I don't actually know the full history. Someone's going to have to catch me up. That wasn't on the citizenship test. But my understanding is there were people thankful about something and joined together in a meal. So we're going to do that too, and we'll be historically conscious.